Welcome to Humber Library's Polaris video on comparing profiles. A profile in Polaris can be a custom-made trade area or a predefined market. Predefined markets are communities in Canada, such as provinces, territories, or cities. Polaris is a resource that contains reports that include demographics, household spending, and psychographic lifestyle clusters. The most recent data from Statistics Canada and Manifold Data, Mining Zone Market Analysis. Use Polaris when your assignments require you to choose a location to open a retail store, launch a product, or host an event. From the home screen of Polaris, click on Compare Profiles from the Common Actions menu. In the Predefined Markets box, click the plus sign beside a province or territory to expand it. Then pick between expanding the CMA/CA or the CD. CMA/CA stands for Census Metropolitan Area/Census Agglomeration. Once expanded, this list will contain cities and towns. CD stands for Census Division and will usually contain counties, regions, or rural municipalities. In this example, we will compare Barrie, Guelph, and Peterborough by first expanding the CMA/CA category. Now check the box beside the cities of interest to select them for comparison. As you make selections, they will appear in the Selected Items box. By default, the first predefined market you select will be the benchmark, which means that all other selections will be compared to it. In this example, Guelph and Peterborough will be compared to the benchmark, Barrie, because I selected Barrie first. In the Selected Items box, the profile at the top of the list with the red dot beside it is the benchmark. You can change the benchmark by using the up and down arrows or remove a selection using the X. Press View Report. Now you will see a summary of the profile comparison. The report dropdown has a number of different sections that may be of interest to you. For example, pick Canacode Lifestyle Major Groups from the report dropdown menu to view a comparison of the psychographic household clusters in these three cities. Psychographics refer to attitudes and/or values of a particular group or market segment. In our example, we can now compare Guelph and Peterborough to Barrie. The attribute column of the table lists the psychographic clusters. To read the definition of a cluster, click on it. The value column tells you the number of households that match the definition of the attribute. For example, 348 households in Barrie fit in the affluent category. The next column tells you the percentage of households in the category within the city. So 0.45% of the households in Barrie are in the affluent category. Moving past the benchmark to the other two cities, Guelph and Peterborough have an additional column, the index. The index allows us to quickly compare our cities to the benchmark. If an attribute is the same as in the benchmark city, then the index number will be 100. In this example, Guelph has an index of 700 for the amount of affluent households when compared to Barrie. This means that a household in Guelph is 7 times more likely to be an affluent household than a household in Barrie, even when you account for the population difference between the two cities. Looking at the Nest Builders attribute, Peterborough has an index of 55 compared to Barrie. This means that a household in Peterborough is 0.55 times as likely to be a nest builder than in Barrie. Note that the index numbers are only helpful for comparing Guelph and Peterborough to Barrie. Without changing the baseline, we can't compare Peterborough to Guelph using the index numbers. But we can use the percentage column. The high trades attribute is a good example. 2.04% of Guelph households fall into this category. In Peterborough, 6.71% of households are categorized as high trades. So we can say that a household in Peterborough is roughly 3 times more likely to be in the high trades than a household in Guelph. Don't forget to look beyond the psychographics for information on household spending, demographics, and more. You can download your report a section at a time by selecting either PDF or XLSX. Don't forget to log out when you are finished. To do this, click on Humber Libraries in the top right-hand corner. In summary, this video showed you how to use Polaris to compare profiles of predefined markets, select sections of the report for reading or export, and how to read the columns in the report table. This concludes Humber Libraries' video on comparing profiles in Polaris. For more on this tool, watch the other videos in our Polaris series.